Had a good summer and anxious to go compete for it again. We don't really talk much about defending as we do going after it again.
Yeah, I guess probably that's the best way about it. You do change personnel, and these guys have something else to prove for the 2001 version, and that's probably just the way you like it, is to be able to start fresh like that and to give those kids a chance to make a name for themselves.
Sure it is. You know, once we tee the ball up August 25th here at home against North Carolina, it's up for grabs again, and it's our job to go fight for it again, and we're looking forward to it.
What do you take away from last season, just from an experience standpoint, going through a wonderful season like that, undefeated and so on? What carryover of some kind do you have this year? What is the approach that you have this year as against last?
There's a lot of carryover in that, you know, we've had a great deal of experience in a lot of big games, playing a lot of big-name opponents and in pressure situations. We had a very young team last year with in our top two deep, in our top 44 players. We had 23 freshmen and sophomores that are now sophomores and juniors. You're stronger, you're faster, and you're more experienced. You know, so overall, we'll take a great deal from last year.
16 returners on the starting lineups from a year ago. Other than quarterback, we'll talk about quarterback in a minute. What are you most interested in finding out about this current squad?
Always is what kind of toughness and chemistry we'll have as we fight through the season. You know, last year, there was no question as the season progressed, we continually got better and better. You know, and that's what we're going to look for again this year.
In terms of your quarterback spot, obviously the question you will answer most between now and the start of the season is this one,
yeah.
And we wouldn't want to be the only ones who didn't ask it. We'd look bad.
We're in a great situation for several reasons. Let's face it, you guys, along with everybody else in the country, 2 years ago, nobody was bragging about Josh Heupel. He alternated at his junior college with another guy, so he wasn't even a full-time starter at his junior college. There wasn't anybody, you know, all bragged up about Josh 2 years ago. These guys come in having 2 years trained in our system. They're big, strong guys, great arms, very intelligent, great leaders, been great leaders through the summer workouts. So they're more than prepared to go after it. And they're entering into a system where the players are going to have more experienced receivers than Josh had, more experienced tight end than Josh had, more experienced running backs and running game than Josh had. So they got a lot more advantages coming in than Josh did.
You know, I think the thing that impressed me from a distance last year, Coach, and watching your team, is to go into the Orange Bowl and taking on Florida State was the total belief that your team had that it was going to win the game. It's one thing to think that you can win, but it was very clear, the coaching staff and the players, you went into that game absolutely believing that you were the better team and that you were going to win.
Well, that's pretty simple. I don't know why it's such a everyone's surprised at it. We played four or five top 10 teams through the year, and we're undefeated in every one of those games. In fact, there wasn't one of those games that was even close. They played two top 10 teams, and they went 50-50 in them. So I don't know where, you know, why that was surprising. It certainly wasn't to us, and we just got done playing. If you watch Nebraska and Kansas State playing their bowl games and the way they dominated their bowl games against Tennessee and Northwestern, two excellent football teams, and then we had to beat K-State twice. And you know, so all of that put together was pretty simple to see if someone bothered to look at it, as opposed to go off of what was popular to say.
I don't know. I mean, I watched the Texas A&M game. I watched the Oklahoma State game, the K-State game. I give your team great credit for coming up with key plays when you had to win those games. But you don't think those games were close?
I said top. No, I said top 10 teams,
right.
Wasn't any close.
Right.
You're bringing up other games.
Right.
Now, you know, so again, they played two top 10 teams through the year. They
right.
got beaten one of them, and the other one, you know, in a tight game. So
I'm saying this is in a positive way, Coach. I'm saying that I think it was impressive that the guys had that kind of confidence going in,
well,
having played a lot of close games.
All I'm saying is certainly we would. I don't know why we wouldn't, I guess is up my point and why I'm bringing it up. We understood what we had done through the year and had every right to feel that way.
You proved that, that's for sure. And in terms of Heupel, you had to be very pleased with yesterday's news about him signing.
Oh, very happy for Josh, and you know, he's an excellent player, and certainly, you know, in that league, there's so many great players, but really feel, you know, that Josh will will prove, you know, what he did here, that he's the guy that makes plays and he wins. And, you know, and it's a great organization with a bunch of good coaches down there, so he's in a good situation.
In terms of your off season, has it been a grind for you? Have you had enough time with your family and enough time to relax?
Yeah, you know, we have. It has been busier than I guess you'd like it all the time, but what's good about it, there's been a lot of positives and a lot of good, you know, for Oklahoma and Oklahoma football. So that part of it has been good in that it's been busy that way and a lot of good positive factors, you know, that have gone on. So anyway, it has been good and, you know, but it has been busy.
One of the things that really looks good this year, obviously, the defensive play, the way that sets up, the kind of depth you have. You touched on that a little bit. The special teams looks to be in excellent shape. You really look like you've got a very powerful team here.
Well, I believe we do. We've got we do have more depth, as I said, than we did a year ago. I don't think there's any question we're a year more mature. Yeah. We're stronger in the weight room than we were a year ago. We're faster overall when you check our times and you watch the way we're running through the summer. So, you know, all of that gives you, you know, really great encouragement. And again, we're a year further in on what we do in our offense and defensive systems. In you know, we've only, you know, last year going into the season, we'd only had one full year in doing what we're doing. Now we've got a couple under our belt, and I think our guys will be a little more polished next year.
How about replacing Marshall? Obviously, Terrence Marshall was a really great defender for you. What are your thoughts there?
Well, we've got some other excellent players coming up that it's their turn. They're ready to play. Guys like Teddy Lehman played some last year. Jimmy Wilkerson, you know, we've got several players that can step in there and fight for that spot. And we'll let them have at it. And you know, Rocky Kelmus will still be solid. But we feel good about the guys coming up.
A lot of talk about Texas and the Big 12 and how difficult they will be. How much have you looked at the other teams in the conference at this point in your summertime?
No, I haven't yet. That's what we'll do once we get back working and getting into double sessions. But certainly all the teams in the Big 10 or Big 12 are all, you know, very good teams, all coached well, and certainly you have to be ready in this league to play each and every week.
What was the Stoops family get-together like this summer? I'll bet it was a lot of fun.
No, it was a lot of great fun, and we took a family picture now that my brother Mark is coaching the secondary at the University of Miami. Now, we took a family photo of half of us in OU gear and half in Miami gear. And the ones on the OU side had number one up, and the ones in Miami on the Miami side had number two up in the air. So we had a lot of fun taking that picture.
Do you have, in terms of fun, I mean, how much fun has this been for you in terms of the transition you make from getting to a program, building a program? You paid your dues over so much time, and it's happened so fast for you. Do you ever sit back and think about, you know, how quickly this all developed for you personally since taking over in December of 98?
Yeah, it has been a bit of a whirlwind. I don't sit back and really relish in it at all. You know, it was great fun competing for it and going after it, and certainly very gratifying doing it. You know, I think as a coach and players, we're always kind of looking to the next challenge. So I'm just getting antsy to go back and, you know, try and go after it again and see what we can do, you know, this year. So I think coaches, we're always looking to the next challenge.
It's got to be gratifying, though, to see the Oklahoma fan base just rejuvenated. That spark is back. The battery's been recharged. And they're just as fanatical now as they've ever been.
Yeah, but you know, we've had so many fans here have had so many years of it, you know, through so many decades that they're just so excited to have it back again, and it's good. It is very gratifying, you know, to see them, to listen to the people, and you know, and hopefully, and I believe we can. I mean, we're on solid ground, and we're just going to continue to improve as a program.